Well, things really haven't gone the way of the Kannapolis Cannonballers this week. Game 6 of this series with the Augusta Green Jackets. Today, the finale of the week's action against the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Kannapolis, losers of their last 6. And the Ballers looking to get their first and only win of this week against Augusta here today. Hi, good friends. Dan Lodi on the call for you on Valley Sports Live. MLB.TV for your audio streams on kcballers.com. The MILB's official app. Kannapolis already shorthanded a little bit today. Chad Pinder ejected at the plate meeting with the umpires today. So we'll see what comes of today's action. First pitch at 131. A ground ball up the middle by Eric Hartman into center for a base hit. One pitch and already a base runner for Augusta. 131 first pitch. Hartman with a single up the middle. One on, nobody out for John Heal. Justin Cinnaboldi, the starter today for Kannapolis, 2-8, 4.17 ERA, 6'5", 220-pound lefty out of Bridgewater, New Jersey. That's John Heal. One on and nobody out for Heal, who's in the box as the Shipley Donuts strikeout batter of the game. First pitch, a fly ball into right, shallow hit, sprinkle trailing out, reaches and makes the catch. Runner goes back to first, Hartman stays where he is. P4 into right field for John Heal. One on and one down for Cody Miller. Miller, the shortstop, batting third today for the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Miller, the shortstop, batting third. Owen Carey, left fielder, bats cleanup. Juan Mateo, DH, bats fifth. Sixth, Dixon Williams at second base. Nick Montgomery, seventh, catching. And Cinnaboldi snaps the throw over to first to keep the runner. Time called a balk on Cinnaboldi. So Hartman will run up and take the bag at second. As now an ejection being had in Kannapolis' dugout, Nicholas Saxton, the infield umpire, pointing at someone, and he's ejected another person out of Kannapolis' dugout. Who did he toss? This is now the second Cannonballer to be tossed in today's action, and we're less than 5 minutes into today's game. So who's been ejected? Nicholas Saxton pointing at somebody. Parker Powell, the home plate umpire. Saxton also rung Chad Pinder earlier. So who is ejected? Darius Day, the bench coach, looking down the line. We'll see who is ejected. Not quite sure who the ejection was. Looks like it is Jake Curtis who has been rung. Jake Curtis rung as the second Kannapolis individual to be rung up in today's game on an ejection. First pitch to Cody Miller, swinging a ground ball foul, and it's 0-1 on the Green Jackets shortstop. Two ejections in the first 5 minutes is absolutely bonkers. Welcome to a series finale. Kannapolis, losers of their last 6, trying to get back in the win column here against these Augusta Green Jackets. 0-1 pitch. Fastball just a bit outside. It's 1-1. Here on Cody Miller, the shortstop. 1-1 with one down, top of the first. Kannapolis and Augusta are scoreless at this point. Cinnaboldi sent a long look at second, 1-1. Miller swings, a tap ground ball foul off his lead foot. It's 1-2. So Chad Pinder and then Jake Curtis, who's on the temporary inactive list for Kannapolis, in the dugout, ejected from today's action. Cinnaboldi has 5 pitches through today's game. 14th rounder out of Rutgers by the White Sox. He started on Tuesday, 2 runs on 2 hits in 4 innings. 1-2 pitch, a ground ball to middle, runner goes. Sprinkle at second, Fields holds the runner, throw to first, is not in time, and Cody Miller beats it out at infield single. Runners at third and first for the Green Jackets with one down. Owen Carey, the left fielder, 2 up. So Owen Carey was 0 for in his last game back on Friday, went 0-for-5 with a strikeout against Kannapolis' pitching staff. Olsowski batting 8th, Dallas Macias, right fielder, bats 9th in the order. Already today, some fireworks in the daytime. Cinnabaldi deals first pitch. Outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Owen Carey, the left fielder, out of Manchester, New Hampshire, a product of Londonderry High School in New Hampshire. On the season, has been a helpful piece of this Green Jackets offense. So one from Cinnabaldi. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike is what Carey wanted, but he waves and misses. 0-2. Carey batting 258, game number 98 for him in a Green Jackets uniform. Two homers, 49 RBI, 14 stolen bags. Cinnabaldi is 0-2. Waving a foul tip, straight back. 0-2 still. Freeman, Brown, and Wilco left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis. Arxi Hernandez at third. Colby Shelton is at short. Second is Jordan Sprinkle. And Anthony DiPino at first base today with catching duties handed to Grant McGill for Justin Cinnabaldi. Runner goes to second. Throw to second is in time for the out on a pox. 1-3-6 on the pickoff, caught stealing. And even more important, the runner stays put at third. So Kannapolis now with two outs and an 0-2 count on Owen Carey. Runner on third base with the Green Jackets, one strike away from being held scoreless in an inning where they've picked up a couple of singles and picked up the beneficiary of a balk. Cinnabaldi sets, 0-2 on the way. Popped up, this one will stay in the yard. Catcher McGill after it, fighting the afternoon sun, makes the catch and foul ground for the out. And the Ballers remain the team that has kept them in the play as Augusta does not materialize a run in this time of the first. Bottom one of the Ballers, Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Scoreless in Kannapolis, Brown, Sprinkle, and Wolko. We come back.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Fans, it's no secret Atrium Health is the best healthcare is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official healthcare provider of your Kannapolis Cannonballers. 17th rounder out of UNC Wilmington on the mound for the Augusta Green Jackets, Jacob Schaefer. The tall right-hander offers his first pitch of the day. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 on Eli Brown. Schaefer, 6'8", 23 years of age, a native of High Point, North Carolina. Spent 4 years out in Wilmington with the Seahawks. A one fastball on the lower corner, and Eli Brown has a 0-2 count already. Sprinkle and Wolko to follow here in this bottom of the first. Kannapolis already with backs against the wall in this one. Two ejections in the first 5 minutes Are the Ballers playing with multiple opponents today? Who knows? 0-2. Little looping fly ball towards foul ground, and the third baseman Heel trots over and makes the play. It's a P5 and foul ground for the first out. One down, Jordan Sprinkle due up, and this Casey Betty getting the jump started early today. Ballers bad dog. Now Miss Casey Betty, the star of today's final Bark of the Park of the season. Kannapolis honoring Miss Casey Betty with her first ever bobblehead. First pitch to Jordan Sprinkle, outside corner, nothing and one. Casey Betty bobblehead giveaway to the first 1,000 fans today at the ballpark. Schaefer with a 2-0 record at 2.63 ERA. 0-1 to Sprinkle. Popped up down the right field line. First baseman Olsomski giving chase. Will he get there? No. It clatters off the netting down the line and into foul ground. Nothing and two on the second baseman Jordan Sprinkle. Darius Day now is the third base coach, with Chad Pinder ejected at the plate meeting. And Nathan Archer is your first base coach. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers, single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, it's Southside Sunday. Schaefer deals 0-2 to Sprinkle, wave and a miss on a slider. And two batters up, two batters down against Jacob Schaefer. Two down, George Wolko, the right fielder, due up. George Wolko pinch hit in last night's action in the ninth inning, struck out for out number one of the first, the bottom of the ninth inning. Schaefer deals first pitch. Breaking ball just a smidge low and inside for ball one on George Wolko. Wolko, team leader in home runs and RBI. A lefty in the box, 1-0 pitch, wave and a foul tip. One ball and one strike. Height on height matchup, Schaefer at 6'8", Wolko at 6'7". 216 average on the season for Wolko, 11 homers, 52 RBI. Two of those coming this week. Schaefer deals 1-1. Wolko, it takes a little bit on the outside edge. One ball and two strikes. Right fielder George Wolko with Anthony DiPino awaiting on deck. 1-2 pitch. Low and inside for a ball. 2-2 on George Wolko, the right fielder. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Schaefer deals 2-2. Ground ball sharply hit down the first baseline. A fair ball, and Wolko's going to take off for second. The run down to Cohen. Wolko on his horse. He's thinking three. Relay in from third. Not going to be in time. It's a triple for George Wolko. His second triple of the season, and the Ballers have a runner just 90 feet away. With Anthony DiPino stepping in, it's a triple with two down for George Wolko. That ball clattered in the corner in right field. The right fielder, Macias, couldn't get to it in a clean fashion. So just like that, Kannapolis in business with their first hit of the game. Anthony DiPino gets a turn. Ronnie Hernandez, the DH today, batting fifth. Schaefer's pitch, wave and a miss. Nothing and one. Freeman, the left fielder, bats sixth. Seventh is Colby Shelton, the shortstop. Eighth is Arxie Hernandez at third. And batting ninth is Grant McGill doing the catching today. Schaefer's 0-1. Low and outside. One ball and one strike on Anthony DiPino. Energy high today. Good crowd on hand for Casey Betty's bobblehead giveaway today. Final Bark of the Park of the year. A couple extra four-legged furry friends here to join as well. 1-1 on the way. High fly ball cracked into center. Hardman's going to trail back. Warning track is looking for it. Just shy of the wall, makes the catch. And that will do things here in the top of the bottom of the first. It's a fly out for DiPino. There's the third out, and the Ballers will remain scoreless after one with the Augusta Green Jackets. Top of the second of the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. Mateo Williams and Montgomery do up. Juan Mateo, Dixon Williams, Nick Montgomery do up in the top of the second inning against Justin Sinibaldi. The lefty with a relatively clean first inning, a couple of base hits, but no runs crossing is the big number. 0-1 the count. Mateo waves and misses. Mateo, Williams, and Montgomery do up against Sinibaldi. Nine innings against Augusta for Sinibaldi this year. 0-1 off the plate. One ball and one strike. 1-0 record, a 3 ERA, 4 hits, 9 innings, 3 runs, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts. The Green Jackets batting just 125 against Sinibaldi. 1-1, a wave and a miss. 1-2 on Juan Mateo, the DH. Mateo activated off the injured list just a little bit earlier this week from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, a free agent signee in the international signing class in 2024. He'll call time. Sinibaldi stands on the mound with his hands on his hips and of sure frustration with Juan Mateo for the late time call. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball low. Sinibaldi has to reset with a 2-2 count. Fastball, sweeper, changeup, sinker for Justin Sinibaldi. Native of Bridgewater, New Jersey. Shared a little earlier this week as a big Juventus soccer fan. 2-2, ground ball up the middle. That's going to get into center for a base hit. Juan Mateo has a leadoff single. Second inning in a row for Augusta with a leadoff base hit. One on, nobody out for Dixon Williams. Dixon Williams on a six-game on-base streak. Playing last night for the Augusta Green Jackets. Reached on a walk and had a double as well in that ninth inning off of Jesus Mendez, but able to corral that play in that ninth inning. Mendez with a solid innings work. A snap throw over to first. Mateo back in safely at the bag. Dixon Williams in his time with Augusta. Batting 290 in nine games. He has nine hits. Sinibaldi deals first pitch low for ball one. Mateo is at first. Three stolen bases in four tries. Augusta this week has been efficient in base running. Not necessarily a ton of stolen bases, but they've been able to move runners as needed. 1-0 fastball is a smidge low. Sinibaldi frustrated with the call, and it's 2-0. Parker Powell, home plate umpire, and the Nicholas Saxon out in the field. Sinibaldi set. Third base side of the rubber with the lefty of the plate. 2-0 before that, a snap throw over. And it's not in time. Canapolis losers of their last six. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball just a bit low. 3-0 the count here on Dixon Williams. Sinibaldi deals 3-0. Outside corner, 3-1 here on Dixon Williams. Canapolis next week will head to Delmarva. They will face the Delmarva Shorebirds. 3-1 outside from Sinibaldi for ball four. A walk after the single has now put two on for the Augusta Green Jackets. Nobody out here in this top of the second. And Nick Montgomery due up. Montgomery, the 6'4" catcher, steps in after a couple days off. Him and Colin Burgess have basically been splitting time here in this later portions of the season for the Augusta Green Jackets. Two on, nobody out, top of the second. Ballers in Green Jackets in a scoreless game. Augusta with three hits, though. First pitch to Montgomery, nibbles the corner, 0-1. Caught the inner half on Nick Montgomery, who's been in and out of the lineup pretty much all week. Burgess has been getting a little more time in this lineup for the Green Jackets. Montgomery 0 for 5 on the series. 0-1 check swing, did he go? No, 1-1. Batting 179 in 75 games for the Green Jackets. Montgomery with just one hit in his last 12 games. Sinibaldi set 1-1. Wave and a miss. Ahead of a changeup from Justin Sinibaldi. It's 1-2. Mateo at second. Dixon Williams at first. Top of the second in a scoreless game. Sinibaldi will kick an offer on the 1-2. This one lifted high and foul. Still 1-2. Sinibaldi, former Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Academic All-Big Ten selection while he was there in Rutgers. Stayed home in the state of New Jersey. 1-2 to Montgomery. Waving a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Nick Montgomery down on strikes. First strikeout of the day for Justin Sinibaldi. One on the board in the form of outs. And two runners on for Joe Olsovsky. Joe Olsovsky, day off yesterday, was in the lineup on Friday. Three-hit night. First pitch. Breaking ball, outside corner. Nothing and one on Joe Olsovsky. Product of John Carroll University in Columbus. Nothing and one. Sinibaldi sends third base side of the rubber, 0-1. Breaking ball, inside edge, nothing and two. Despite three hits for Augusta, one for Kannapolis, no score quite yet. Ballers finding help from their defense. Some good pitching from Sinibaldi, despite giving up the base hits. He's been sharp. Pitch count's pretty solid as well. 0-2, breaking ball, low and in the dirt. Trying to fool Olsovsky and give him a breaking ball. No dice, and it's 1-2. Joe Olsovsky batting 500 this week. 5 hits and 10 tries at the plate. 3 RBI, 3 walks, and a stolen base. Sinibaldi's 1-2. Ground ball sharply into short. Shelton Fields to second for one. Throw one to first. In time for the out. 6-4-3 in the double play. And Kannapolis is out of the inning unscathed. And no runs cross for Augusta for the second inning in a row. No runs on a hit with no errors and one left on. Bottom two we go. Ballers and Green Jackets. On the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Tony Hernandez, Caleb Freeman, Colby Shelton do up bottom of the second. Kannapolis against Jacob Schaefer. First pitch lifted high and foul. Nothing and one on Tony Hernandez. Hernandez back in the lineup after last night was in the lineup. 0 for 4 though. Schaefer deals 0-1. Lifted high and foul, and we'll see a nothing and two count. Schaefer 2-0, as mentioned, entered today with a 2.70 ERA. Kicking the deal on the pitch. A ground ball sharply hit to second, right at the second baseman, Dixon Williams. Throw to first in time for the out. A 4-3 on the grounder. One down for Caleb Freeman. Caleb Freeman, the left fielder today for Kannapolis, made his Boulders debut yesterday for Kannapolis. Went 1-for-4 with a double, a hard hit double. Freeman in the box. First pitch from Schaefer. Low for a ball, 1-0. Caleb Freeman, 16th rounder out of Georgia State. Was committed to go to Texas before being drafted by the White Sox. 1-0 misses up and away, 2-0. Caleb Freeman, 16th rounder. Bounced around for four different schools in 4 years, 2-0. Just a bit outside, 3-0. Good eye from Caleb Freeman. He had a couple of his boys from Georgia State up from the city of Atlanta for last night's action in his debut. 3-0, misses inside, ball four. Four-pitch walk for Caleb Freeman. He takes his base. First walk of the day for Jacob Schaefer. One out, bottom of the second, a runner on for Colby Shelton. Schaefer only called up from the Complex League a couple of weeks ago. This is start number four for him in a Green Jackets uniform. Appearance number four, that is. Start number two. He's allowed four runs over 13 and a third innings. His last two outings have been piggyback outings. First pitch will have to wait. A throw over to first, and Freeman back in safely. Last time out for him, a piggyback outing. Four and a third shutout innings. Two hits, a walk, and four Ks. One down for Shelton. First pitch, fastball, runs up and in for a ball, 1-0. Colby Shelton with just one hit in now about 2 weeks with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Shelton with an RBI, a walk, and nine strikeouts. Swing on the 1-0, fouled off, 1-1. 1-1 count with one down, bottom of the second. Ballers and Green Jackets are scoreless. Arxi Hernandez, third baseman, awaits on deck. Freeman with a good lead over at first. See if he times up Schaefer. 1-1, Shelton gets a piece of it. Foul tipped straight back, 1-2. Schaefer allowed a pair of runs in each of his first two outings. A start against Hickory on the 25th of July, and then August 1st against Carolina. Schaefer heels 1-2, fouled off by Shelton, who stays alive, still 1-2. Five innings, two runs on four hits in his appearance in Carolina. And then last time out against Charleston, 4 1/3 shutout frames. He is 2-0 on the year with the Green Jackets. Pitch on the way, runner Fink's going. Shelton lines one down the left field line, 1-2 count still. Arxi Hernandez awaiting on deck. Bottom of the second, a scoreless game. Colby Shelton looking for his second hit as a member of the Ballers. Caleb Freeman on at first. Schaefer, first base out of the rubber. Kicks and deals, 1-2. Colby Shelton check swings. He did not go around. And up to second goes Freeman on the play. So 2-2 count of the plate. And Freeman advances on a wild pitch. Jacob Schaefer appeared a couple of times down in the Complex League earlier this year. Four starts, 0-1, a 3.38 ERA. Last year made five starts with the Green Jackets, a 1.35 ERA. Pitch on the way to Shelton, the 2-2, Scott in a left. Drifting over, Carey in left, fighting the sun, makes the catch for the out. Freeman stays put over at second base, 2 outs, and due up is Arxi Hernandez. Two outs, first pitch to Arxi Hernandez. Catches the zone, nothing and one. Arxi with a rough night at the plate last night. Had a golden sombrero, 0 for 4 with 4 Ks. Three hits for Arxi, a triple, two doubles, two walks, that is, and 8 strikeouts. 0-1, inside corner, nothing and 2 on Arxi Hernandez. 225 average on the season with Kannapolis, 16 hits. 6 RBI, 11 walks, 19 strikeouts. 8 of those coming this week. Schaefer is 0-2, a ground ball sharply hit to short. Right at Miller, who fields, so to first. In time for the out, 6-3 on the ground out, and another runner stranded for Kannapolis. Here in this bottom of the second, 2 runners in total left on for the Ballers in this 2 innings of this game. Top 3 scoreless in Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Two up for the Augusta Green Jackets. Top of the third inning in a scoreless game. Kannapolis and Augusta in their final game of their season series here at Atrium Health Ballpark. These two sides will play 6 more times down at SRP Park in September. Cinnaboldi still on the hill, inning number 3 of his day. First pitch up and into Dallas Macias, and it plunks him in the elbow. So first pitch and already a base runner for Augusta in this third. It's a hit-by pitch. One on and nobody out. Top of the order, due up, it's Eric Hardman. Hardman had a single and an advance on a balk. Got all the way to third. It was left stranded in that first inning. Cinnaboldi set. First pitch on the way to Hardman. Low and outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Hardman on a 4-game on-base streak. He made it 5 with that single in the first. Top of the third, Kannapolis and Augusta in the final game of the series. 1-0. Broken bat looper into right field. Wolko having a charge in. He will make the catch. Bobbles the ball, and they're going to say out, and then he dropped it on the transfer. So it is 1 out on the play. Messina is still the bag at first. F9 for Eric Hardman. 1 down at John Heal, the third baseman, due up. Another broken bat for Break a Bat, Plant a Tree, presented by R.L. Rosser Contractors. Here comes John Heal, Shipley Donut strikeout batter of the game. If he strikes out, all fans receive a free donut coupon for the purchase of a coffee and Shipley Donuts on the way out from today's game. Snap throw to first, Macias in the box. Get a hit-by-pitch on his first pitch he saw. Hartman a flyout, now John Heal, Shipley Donuts strikeout batter of the game in the box. Against Justin Cinnaboldi. First pitch, low one inside from Cinnaboldi on a breaking ball. It's 1-0. Kannapolis after today, just 6 more home games. August the 26th through 31st. 1-0 inside corner. 1-1, August 26th through 31st here against the Salem Red Sox. Single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Ballers will have that sandwiched by two road outings against Delmarva and Augusta. 1-1 is sprayed down the line. Foul, 1-2 on John Heal. They'll play in Delmarva next week. Host Salem the following. And they'll go to Augusta to wrap the season up. Final game of the 2025 season. It'll be Sunday, September 7th. 1-2 from Sinibaldi. Inside to John Heal, and it's 2-2. One strike away from free donuts to the fans today. Cody Miller, shortstop, awaiting on deck. Wind blowing out to right field today. Sinibaldi deals 2-2. Low and inside. Heal gave it a thought, but holds back, and the count's full. Good crowd on hand for today's action. Bark in the park, and a Casey Penny bobblehead giveaway. Had to make sure to get one of those for my wonderful wife, who does love some Casey Betty. 3-2 low and inside for ball four. John Heal will take the free pass. And that is another base runner for Augusta. Sinibaldi has allowed base runners every frame of this game. One down and two on for Cody Miller. Miller had a single and then was put out caught stealing. On a picked off caught stealing. Miller playing short today, also played some third. First pitch, a swing and a miss on a changeup, nothing and one. Sinibaldi with just the one strikeout in today's game. Already mowing through his second time through the order. Oh, one in the way. Line drive into right field. It's Wolko charges in. He makes the catch. Runners stay put where they are. F9 for Cody Miller. There's the second out of the inning. Owen Carey, the left fielder, now due up. Owen Carey popped out his first time up to the catcher Grant McGill. He's 0 for 6 since Friday. First pitch, he swings and taps this one foul. Nothing and one. Carey with four hits, four RBI this week. Last week was 9 for 19 against Charleston. Nothing and one the count. Sinibaldi comes set. 0-1 delivered. A little pop-up. This one's going to flail into foul ground. Arxie Hernandez at third, giving chase, makes the catch. And there's the third out of the inning. Two little lackadaisical pop-ups from Owen Carey have finished up both the first inning and the third. P5 means two. Runners left on base. No runs on, no hits, no errors, two left on. Bottom three in the Ballers. Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. McGill, Brown, and Sprinkle when we come back. Bottom of the third, Grant McGill, Eli Brown, Jordan Sprinkle do up against Jacob Schaefer here in this bottom of the third. Scoreless action in Kannapolis. Schaefer deals first pitch to McGill. Line drive into left center. Drifting in carry. He won't get there. It falls in front of him for a base hit. And just like that, with one pitch, Jordan Sprinkle will get the time on deck. Eli Brown in the box. Grant McGill standing at first. McGill picks up a base hit in his first try. He's now 3-for-11 this week against Augusta. Eli Brown, 0-for-1 with a pop out his first time up, trying to pick up hit number 8 this week. First pitch, this one popped up foul. This one will land in the seats, so nothing and one. Eli Brown, a 12th rounder out of Mercer by the Chicago White Sox. On base machine. 8 hits. With his next one, he'll have 8 hits. He's currently 7-for-19 to the plate. RBI, strikeout, and a stolen base. 4-for-4 in stolen tries by Brown. 0-1, wave at a miss at a breaking ball low, and it's 0-2. Eli Brown batted 319. 61 games at Mercer this spring. Drove in 32 runs. 0-2, low and inside. Schaefer tries to stretch the zone. 1-2. Sprinkle awaiting on deck. One on, 1-2 count. Nobody out. Schaefer sets. 1-2. Ground ball sharply into second. Williams will bobble it, throw to second for one on to first, and no double play, just the one out. McGill out on a 4-6 for the first out. Eli Brown gets to first base on a fielder's choice. One on and now one out for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Six hits this week against Augusta. First pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball upstairs. No balls and a strike. Six hits for Sprinkle. 2-for-3 last night with a stolen base. 3 walks, two strikeouts and a stolen base on this week. 43. He's one shy of entering the top 5 in Kannapolis baseball history. 0-1 misses inside for a ball. 1-1. Kannapolis and Augusta in Game 6 of this series. Game 12 of 18 between these two sides this season. Schaefer sent first base out of the rubber. Pitch on the way. Sprinkle lifts a fly ball to right. Macias will trail it, and under it will make the catch for the out. Runner stays put at first. Eli Brown. Sprinkle down on F9 for the second out. Now George Wolko gets a turn. One on and two outs. Two down for Wolko with a runner on first. Pitch on the way from Schaefer. Sharp grounder up the middle. Hit Schaefer. Going to be a tough play. Schaefer will flip over to first, and it's in time for the out. Schaefer sprawling. They got a hit on a line drive back up the middle, and that will do it here for the bottom of the third. Nice play by Augusta's starting pitcher and Jacob Schaefer, who is kind of limping back into the dugout. Top of the fourth, scoreless on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the fourth, Juan Mateo leads it off of the Augusta Green Jackets. Justin Sinibaldi back to the hill. And the Ballers and Green Jackets remain scoreless. First pitch, breaking ball inside corner from Justin Sinibaldi. The count is nothing and one on Juan Mateo. One for one today with a single. Mateo led off that second inning with a base hit. One of three hits for Augusta today. He swings on the 0-1, lifted in a shallow left. Shelton backtracking, and he'll get help from Freeman, but Shelton there, and he makes the catch for the out. P6 for the first out of the frame. And now Dixon Williams gets a turn. Capitalist losers of their last six, trying to snap the losing skid today. Williams in the box with one down. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch delivered low and outside. One ball and no strikes on the former ECU Pirate, Dixon Williams. Sinibaldi works at a good pace. 1-0. Up and in for a ball. 2-0. Sinibaldi, a bit of a herky-jerky delivery, if you've ever watched him for a couple of innings. It is a bit of a different delivery, but it works. Lefty able to nibble his spots. 2-0. Ground ball sharply hit to short. Shelton Field sets in the throw to first. Will be well in time to get Dixon Williams for the second out. Two down. Nick Montgomery due up. Sinibaldi sat down four Augusta bats in a row. Only one other game going on currently in the Carolina League. Lynchburg hosting Delmarva 2-0 Hillcats. In the bottom of the first, everyone else getting sent at 5:05 and 6:05. First pitch to Nick Montgomery from Sinibaldi. Check swing, he goes around on it. Doesn't matter, it's a called strike. Nothing and one. Charleston hosting Hickory at 5:05. Columbia hosting Myrtle Beach, 5:05. 0-1 in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Fayetteville hosts Carolina. 5:05 first pitch, and then 6:05 Fredericksburg and Salem. Sinibaldi deals the 1-1. Popped up into shallow right. Wolko in, DePino out, but it's Wolko who will camp and make the catch for the out. That's a F9 in the book for Nick Montgomery. Three up, three down for Justin Sinibaldi, who's now sat down a total of six of his last seven bats he's faced. No score, bottom four, when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom four, Anthony DePino, Rony Hernandez, and Caleb Freeman do up against the right-hander. Still on the hill, Jacob Schaefer, after getting hit in that third inning with a Wolko line drive up the middle, hit him in the leg. He's okay, though. First pitch to DePino, inside corner, nothing and one. DePino 0-for-1 with a flyout his first time up. Got a good hold of the ball, just couldn't get it quite out of the yard. Oh, one pitch on the way, lifted high and foul. We'll see another one at 0-2 on Anthony DePino. DePino at 225 on the season, 4 RBI, no homers yet in his time with Kannapolis, about 2 weeks or so. 0-2, fastball up and away. Schaefer with no luck finding the outside edge. 1-2. DePino, a native of Madison, Connecticut. Seventh rounder out of Rhode Island this year by the White Sox. 1-2, up and in for ball two. 2-2 the count. DePino at 5'11" on the roster. Bent at the knees, kind of leans into his back leg. As the ball come to him, not much of a stride. He swings on the 2-2, a little looper in a center, reaching up Dixon Williams. He can't get there, ball falls, base hit. Anthony DePino picks up what is his 10th hit as a member of Kannapolis' roster. He now ties Eli Brown of those 3 new draft picks that have joined the team. One on and nobody out, and that'll put Ronnie Hernandez at the plate. Hernandez in the box with a runner on. Pitch on the way, swung on, fouled off the siding of the press box. No balls in one strike here on Ronnie Hernandez. Schaefer's pitch, fastball, runs up and away for a ball, and it's 2-1 on Ronnie Hernandez. 0-for-1 today with a ground out his first time up. DePino at first is 3-for-3 in stolen bases. Schaefer's pitch up and away. Another close pitch. Hernandez lays off. It's 2-1. 2-1 count on Ronnie Hernandez. 3 homers on the year, 29 runs driven in. Freeman awaiting on deck. Pitch on the way. Hernandez swings a ground ball foul down the first base line. We'll see another one at 2-2. Caleb Freeman at a walk his first time up. He's on deck. Hernandez trying to find his way back on base. DePino with a decent lead at first, nothing crazy. Pitch on the way, low and inside for a ball, 3-2. Full count on Ronnie Hernandez. Freeman waiting on deck. Schaefer's pitch, this one lifted high and foul. Count will stay where it is, 3-2. Ballers have not picked up a win since the 8th of August. They're on a 7-game losing streak. Pitch on the way. This one fouled off up here. That one was close. About a foot taller, and it would have been a souvenir up here in the press box. Hide the laptops. No broken computers up here. That would have been fun. Full count on Ronnie Hernandez, a battle of the dish. Pitch on the way. Hernandez swings a fly ball in a center. Well hit. But trailing back Hardman, he will stop and make the catch for the out. One out on the board in this bottom of the fourth. Runner at first for Caleb Freeman. So finally, after what is an 8-pitch at-bat, a flyout. Caleb Freeman at a walk his first time up. Doubled last night. 1-for-4 with a free pass. First pitch to Freeman in the dirt for a ball, and it's 1-0. DePino dancing over at the base paths, but he stays put at first, and it's 1-0. Freeman, a native of Flowery Branch, Georgia. Finished finished up his college career at Georgia State before being drafted. He swings on the 1-0, lifted in the shallow center. Trailing back, Miller from short makes the catch for the out. And Freeman is out number two of the frame. Runner still at first is DePino for the shortstop, Colby Shelton. Colby Shelton 0 for 1 with a flyout his first time up. Scoreless to the bottom of the fourth between Kannapolis and Augusta. Feels like whoever scores first is going to contribute to the win column. First pitch to Shelton, lifted high and foul down the left field line. That one's given a ride, but it lands well foul. Nothing and one on Shelton. Schaefer with a pitch count in the mid-50s. He's at 56 currently, 39 strikes. Through 3 2/3 innings, just the one strikeout. Kannapolis done well today and not striking out against this tough righty. 0-1. Foul tip straight back to Pino, taking off for second. No balls and two strikes near the bottom of the fourth. Two count with two outs. Schaefer deals, and this one lifted foul by Shelton. We'll see another one coming at 0-2. Oh, two count, two outs, bottom four. Scoreless here in Kannapolis. 0-2, low inside, and it's one ball and two strikes on Colby Shelton, the shortstop. He's playing a little bit of short, a little bit of second. Caleb Bonnemer with another day off, nursing an injury. Likely be back next week, hopefully, against the Delmarva Shorebirds. 1-2, a snap throw over to first. DePino dancing, he slides back in safely. Shelton flew out to left his first time up. See if he can get on base for the second time as a baller. 1-2. Fouled off. Straight back. Still 1-2. Good little battle here for Shelton. Sixth rounder by the White Sox out of the University of Florida. 1-2. Up and away, Schaefer tries to stretch the zone. No luck, 2-2. Schaefer, the tall right-hander from UNC Wilmington. Down the road about 2.5 to 3 hours. Home of the Seahawks. 2-2 on the way. Shelton swings another fly ball lifted down the left field line. Carey giving chase. He is going to run out of room. That'll land in the seats as a souvenir, 2-2. Schaefer made 5 starts. Last season for Augusta, 1-1, a 1.35 ERA. Then he was placed at the end of spring training on the 60-day injured list this year with a bicep issue. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Shelton with a good at-bat here. See a ninth pitch of the at-bat. Schaefer, a weekend starter in his last 2 years at UNC Wilmington. All-conference in the Colonial in 2023 as a junior. Pitch on the way. Shelton lifts a fly ball down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It's gone! Home run! Colby Shelton, how about that for your second hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer? It's his first professional home run. Shelton lifts a 2-run blast down the line. 357 down the line and right, and Colby Shelton, you can kiss him goodbye. The fans at Baller Bomb is brought to you by Beasley Media Group. It's a 2-run homer to give the Ballers the 2-0 lead. Arxi Hernandez now 2-up. Just the second hit for Colby Shelton as a baller, but not too bad. First pitch finds the zone, nothing and one on Arxi Hernandez. A little bit of power display from Colby Shelton. 0-1 pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-1. Arxie grounded out to short his first time up. Second try here against Schaefer. 1-1 on the way. Lowen inside. Two balls and a strike here on Arxie Hernandez. Arxie in a bit of a skid. 0-5 since last night's action. 0-4 with 4 Ks last night. And then today 0-1. Schaefer deals 2-1 is on the inside edge. 2-2. Just the one strikeout today for Schaefer. That was Jordan Sprinkle in the first inning. Pollard is now out, hitting Augusta, 4-3, 2-2. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Second strikeout of the day for Schaefer, but damage done. Colby Sheldon, two-run homer, 2-0 Ballers. Top five of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. A-9-1 of the top of the fifth. Kannapolis up 2-0 with a two-run homer from Colby Shelton. Joel Sofsky, Dallas Macias, Eric Hartman do up. Top of the fifth. Ballers up 2-0. On the Augusta Green Jackets. Cinnabaldi deals first pitch. Wave and a miss. 0-1 on Joel Sofsky. Macias and Hartman to follow. Kannapolis with a 2-0 lead. Justin Cinnabaldi has looked pretty sharp tonight with three hits allowed. Just the one strikeout, but he's looked good. 1-1 the count on Joe Olsovsky. Kannapolis trying to make this a Uno reverse card of last series here between Augusta and Kannapolis. The 1-1. Up and away, 2-1. Kannapolis won the first five games of the series and then lost the sixth against Augusta back in May. This week, Augusta's won the first five. Kannapolis trying to win the sixth and final, 2-1 low and inside. Hitters count 3-1. Here on Joe Olsovsky, the first baseman. Olsovsky grounded into a double play his first time up in the second inning. Four-game hit streak he's trying to hold on to. 3-1. Fastball down the middle, 3-2. Olsovsky, Macias, and Hardman against Cinnabaldi. One more inning. The lefty in line for the win. It would be his third win of the season. And his pitch count is minty fresh. 55 strikeouts, 34 strikes. Payoff pitch. Fastball just a bit low for ball four. And there is the leadoff free pass. Fourth. We've established this. Dan Lodi can't do math. Fourth inning of the last five. The leadoff batter has taken the base. Cinnabaldi's first pitch to Macias, low and outside. Count is 1-0. 1-0 count, top of the fifth. Ballers up 2-0 on Augusta. Macias is 0-0. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. Cinnabaldi deals before that. A snap throw to first, and Seath. Back of the bag, Joe Olsovsky. Cinnabaldi set. 1-0 count. Here is the pitch. Breaking ball inside edge. 2-0. Dallas Macias with a sharp eye. Top of the fifth. Kannapolis leading 2-0 in this series finale. After today, just 18 games remain in the baller season. 2-0 delivered. Wave and a miss. 2-1 the count. If you're a fan of daytime baseball, this is the final day game at Atrium Health Ballpark this season. Kannapolis will not play another game in the 1:30 hour until the final game of the season down in Augusta. 2-1, wave and a miss. I've got a foul tip rather for Macias, 2-2. So this is the next to last day game the Ballers will play all year. I don't know what the official constitution is of a day game versus a night game, but I know for my standards in record keeping, 5 o'clock and later is kind of what I call a night game. And a day game is 4:59 or earlier. 2-2, a snap throw over to first to hold the runner. Because when technically would evening start? I guess everyone has a bit of a subjective feeling on when technically the evening begins. Some people say 5, some people say 6. Cinnabaldi said 2-2. Little looping pop-up in a shallow center. Shelton back, and it hits off the glove. Can't make the play, but a throw to second in time to get the out as Olsovsky was holding it first in case the catch was made. 6-4 to get the first out of the inning. Macias down on a fielder's choice. One on and one down. Top of the order, due up, it's Eric Hartman. Good wherewithal from Colby Shelton to stay present and make the grab on the ball quickly despite not making the catch. And then Sprinkle able to get to the second base bag in opportune time. First pitch from Cinnabaldi to Hartman, nibbles the corner. Nothing and one. Eric Hartman, a single, a balk, and a flyout into right. Hartman out of St. Albert, Alberta, Canada. 0-1. Low one inside. One ball and one strike. Daytime baseball for the final time here at Atrium Health Ballpark this year. Every other game starting at 6 p.m. or later. Cinnabaldi set. 1-1 on the way. Ground ball sharply hit foul. One ball and two strikes. Kannapolis will play Delmarva for 6 games and then come back to host the Salem Red Sox August 26th through the 31st. Be sure you grab your tickets, kcballers.com, 704-932-3267. A final chance to see your Ballers at home this year. The 1-2. Ground ball sharply hit into right. That'll be a base hit. Macias takes a turn, but he'll stop at second. And no testing the arm of Wolko. Everyone just moves station to station. Macias to second. Hartman with his second hit of the game. Multi-hit game. He has half of Augusta's base hits. 2-1 and one out in the inning for John Heal, the Shipley Donuts strikeout batter of the game. Cinnabaldi back to the hill. After a side quest, he'll chat with Grant McGill. Ballers currently sitting in the standings 12 back with 19 games technically to complete. After today, it'll be 18, so the Ballers have work to do if they'd like to find themselves in the mix for a playoff spot in the second half. top of the fifth. Two on for John Heel. Shipley Nolan, a strikeout batter of the game. First pitch. Outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Cinnabaldi needs two outs to get to the minimum five for the win. John Heel in the box. Crowding the plate. 1-0. Line drive down the left field line. Foul. 1-1. Kannapolis will have opportunities aplenty to make comeback efforts in the later portions of this series. Next week, they'll play Delmarva, the worst team in the Carolina League per the records. 1-1. Outside of John Heel. 2-1. Pitch count running up for Cinnabaldi. He's at 68 pitches. Two-one count with one down, two on for the Green Jackets. Cinnabaldi is 2-1. Ground ball sharply hit foul down the left field line, 2-2. Next week, the Ballers in Delmarva, of course. But if you look at the standings, with Carolina and a one-game advantage over Fredericksburg and Fayetteville, who are tied for second place, and then Fayetteville and Fredericksburg play each other next week up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. That's going to be a juicy series. 2-2. Line drive into right center. This one's going to sail. Little Wolko lays out. No catch made. Center fielder and Brown gets to it. Everyone is going to run, and the ball gets loose in the infield. One run will score, and John Heel is in at second with a double. That'll plate one run, and then Harbin is at third base. Now the RBI double from John Heel. Two on in scoring position. After Macias crosses the plate, it is now 2-1 at Kannapolis. Jacob Doris out to chat with Justin Cinnabaldi. As now Augusta sitting with a 2-1 deficit. Kannapolis giving up a run here in this top of the fifth. Cinnabaldi looking to hold on to the lead and get to the five innings to be eligible for a win. Two on, one down for Cody Miller. A single and a flyout today. Third base side of the rubber. Cinnabaldi deals outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Miller on a 9-game on base streak entering today. He made it 10 with that first inning single. One zero the count. Cinnabaldi deals. Low and inside. 2-0 on Cody Miller. It is another arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. Liam Paddock. Another left-hander. Only other left-hander available for today's action for Kannapolis. Everyone else right-handers. Two home from Cinnabaldi. Inside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. If you walk Cody Miller here, it's not the end of the world. It would be bases loaded with one down. Just a bit of a messy opportunity for Augusta to tie the game or even take a lead. On the way to Miller in the dirt for ball four. And that'll be a bases loaded scenario now. Justin Cinnabaldi with his second walk of the inning. A walk, a fielder's choice, a single, a double, and a walk. And one down, base is loaded, and here comes Darius Day, the bench coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who is the acting manager of today's action. Darius Day doing the managing duties with Chad Pinder ejected at the plate meeting. And it'll be a new arm out of the pen for Kannapolis. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live, Liam Paddock out of the pen when we return. Cinnaboli is day complete after 4 1/3. Owen Carey in the box with Liam Paddock taking over on the hill. One is the second appearance, 1-3 for Paddock. Second appearance in his last couple of days. Third appearance of the week. First pitch to Carey inside corner. Nothing in one. Paddock, 6'4", 210-pound, 21-year-old, 18th rounder out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Out of Gonzaga, former Bulldog. On the hill for Kannapolis. Cinnaboli has exited this game after 4 1/3. One carry off the plate, 1-1. Kannapolis entered the inning with a 2-0 lead. Now it's bases loaded, one down with Owen Carey at the plate, 0-2 with a couple of pop outs against Cinnaboli. Paddock pitching much better against righties than lefties this year, 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball fooled Carey, and it's 1-2. Paddock fastball, sinker, change, slider, curveball. Out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Paddock a breath. 1-2 on the way. Low one outside for ball two. Check swing, he did not go around. So 2-2 still on Carey. Paddock pitching twice before this week. He did give up a run in both of those outings. Last time out, pitched on Friday. One run on two hits in an inning of work. A walk and two strikeouts. Paddock a peek at first. 2-2. Breaking ball is fouled off. Carey got just a piece of it. Two-two count with one down on Owen Carey. It is Juan Mateo awaiting on deck. Paddock comes set. Deep breath. Closed off. 2-2 to Carey. Line drive down the left field line. Foul ball. Just a matter of feet away from making that a little bit of a troublesome base hit for Owen Carey. Five hits in the frame for the Augusta Green Jackets in today's game. 2-2 from Paddock. Wave and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Big strikeout for Liam Paddock. First batter down on strikes of the day from Liam Paddock after Cinnaboldi got just the one strikeout. Two outs on the board. Base is still loaded for Juan Mateo. Mateo, 18 years of age. Third game of the week for him after being activated off the injured list earlier in this series. First pitch from Paddock. Breaking ball waved at and fouled off. Nothing and one. It fouled off the foot of Grant McGill. Paddock from Gonzaga, hailing from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Pitched 2 2/3 innings entering today against these Augusta Green Jackets. 0-1 count with two outs. Paddock a breath. 0-1. Low one outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. Paddock a smooth delivery, but bit of an aggressive breath before every pitch. Just kind of a reset for Liam Paddock before he takes his wind and offers the pitch. See the shoulders sink. Now we'll deal the 1-1. Low and outside. Good layoff from Mateo. 2-1. Tempting pitch from Liam Paddock. But Mateo, the 18-year-old, shows a little bit of plate discipline beyond his years. Lefty-lefty matchup. Paddock has had a little more difficulty with lefties this season. The 2-1. Fastball, a smidge outside. Hitters count 3-1. Ball was outside to Juan Mateo. But now the Green Jackets need one ball, and they have tied the game. Mateo in no real rush to swing here. Paddock will need to give him a strike. He'll step off before the 3-1, buy some time. Final Sunday afternoon game here at Atrium Health Ballpark of the Year. Last game of the season, Sunday, August 31st here at Atrium Health Ballpark is a 6 o'clock first pitch. Hitters count 3-1. Paddock with a breath, here's the pitch. This one grounded towards short. Shelton will field, throw one to first, in time for the out. There's the big out number 3, and Liam Paddock gets the ballers out of the inning with just one run allowed in the frame by Cinnaboldi and Paddock. And the Ballers hold on to a 2-1 lead entering the bottom of the fifth. Canapolis will bat. McGill, Brown, and Sprinkle. The Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Grant McGill, 1-for-1 with a single today. Top of the order, Brown and Sprinkle to follow him in this bottom of the fifth inning. Ballers with a 2-1 advantage over the Augusta Green Jackets. Annapolis trying to pick up their first and what would be their only win of this series against Augusta. First pitch to McGill, low for ball one. Still Jacob Schaefer. chugging away on the hill. There's an arm warming down the line, though, for Augusta. Pinch on the way, just a smidge low, but called a strike. 1-1 on Grant McGill. Schaefer at 70 pitches. The 1-1. McGill lines one into right. Right at Macias, who doesn't even move. He just sticks his glove up and makes the grab for the out. One down, top of the order, Eli Brown. Is Casey Petty, star of today's game. Got the bobblehead giveaway. Baller's Bat Dog in her second inning of duty. She's trying to grab a piece of cheese as her reward from Matt Millward, our general manager. First pitch runs inside to Eli Brown. 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Fouled off. One ball and one strike. Eli Brown, a fielder's choice and a pop out on the day. To toasty Sunday afternoon here in Kannapolis. Temperatures in the mid-80s. But a good crowd sticking it out for what's been a very fun baseball game. 1-1. Lifted in the air into center by Brown, and Hardman drifts over. One center fielder flies out to another. FA to the book. Two fly outs for the Ballers this frame, and two outs for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle in the box with two outs, but here comes Winston Sawyer. 75 pitches for Schaefer, and then it'll be his limit. He is done for the day. Kannapolis will face a new arm out of the bullpen, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Jacob Schaefer's day is done, and the bullpen is now the subject of opponents for the Ballers. Bottom five, Jordan Sprinkle in the box. 2-1 Ballers. New arm, Albert Rivas. Fastball slider changeup. 6-foot, 155-pound, 22-year-old out of Varela, Venezuela. First pitch to Sprinkle. Nibbles the inside corner. Nothing in one. Sprinkle in the box today. A strikeout and a flyout against Schaefer. First Baller bat to face the new arm, Rivas. Rivas steals a 1. Wave and a miss. Sprinkle behind it. 0-2, and it'll buy time. From Parker Powell, the home plate umpire. Baller is up 2-1 on Augusta. Trying to rally for their first win of this series, and what would be their only win. 1-1 in the dirt for a ball. 2-1. Excuse me. 1-2. 1-2 in the third. Now it's two balls and two strikes. Jordan Sprinkle. George Wolko awaiting his turn on deck. Bottom of the fifth. Baller is up 2-1. Rivas set. Here's the pitch. Up and in, and that got a piece of Montgomery, the catcher, who's in some discomfort now. Count will run full on Jordan Sprinkle. Albert Rivas, 4-1, a 3.83 ERA. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball just a bit low and inside. Full count here on Jordan Sprinkle. Rivas steals payoff. Inside for ball four. Sprinkle takes the walk. And he is on base for the first time in this one. Third game in a row he has reached. One on and two outs for George Wolko. Wolko with a triple today and a ground out. First pitch from Rivas. Runner goes outside of the plate. No throw at a second. And Jordan Sprinkle has tied fifth place in the all-time Kannapolis stolen base record. His 44th stolen base of the season. He's now in Kannapolis' top five all-time in baseball history of Kannapolis for stolen bases in a single season. 1-0. Wolko watches a fastball off the plate, 2-0. Pitch on the way, Wolko watches a ball in the dirt. 3-0 the count. Rio to Wolko, he watches it all the way. It's called a strike. Three balls and one strike. Hitters count, 3-1. Pitch on the way, a wave and a miss. Wolko now has to work with a full count. Sprinkle now two away from tying Jimmy Rollins' record of fourth place in stolen bags on a single season. 3-2 off the plate, ball four. Back-to-back walks for Albert Rivas of Sprinkle and Al Wolko. Time called, here comes Elvin Nina. Jordan Sprinkle now tied for fifth place in Kannapolis baseball history. 1995 to now in single season stolen base records with 44 and counting. He is two away from tying Jimmy Rollins' fourth place record of 46 in 1997 with the Piedmont Bullweevils. All-time record is Micah Johnson, former Kannapolis Intimidator, at 61 in 2013. Two outs, DePino in the box. First pitch with two on is on the inside edge. Nothing and one. DePino today, a flyout and a single. Rivas steals outside for a ball. 1-1. Not too shabby. Sprinkle two away. One pitch off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Two one on DePino with Ronnie Hernandez on deck awaiting. Rivas steals 2-1. Upstairs on the strike zone, though, and it's 2-2. Rony Hernandez awaiting. DePino with a flyout and a single today. He's hit three games in a row with a base in. Rivas finding the zone here against DePino. 2-2. Fouled off, straight back. Still two balls and two strikes. So if Sprinkle has a whale of a couple of weeks here, he could challenge Micah Johnson for the all-time Cannonballer single-season record of 61. 2-2. Wave and a miss for strike three. And Anthony DePino down on strikes for the first time today. Rivas picks up his first K, and that'll send us into a break. Ballers put two on, but they still lead just by one. Liam Paddock to the mound. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live, top of the sixth, 2-1, Kannapolis.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Dixon Williams, Nick Montgomery, Joe Olsovsky do up here against Liam Paddock. Top of the sixth inning. 2-1 Kannapolis over Augusta. Narrow lead with the Ballers looking to hold on over these last couple of frames. Paddock's first pitch at the top of the sixth. Outside corner, nothing and one on Dixon Williams. Paddock out for his second inning. Entered in relief of Justin Sinibaldi. Paddock of breath, 0-1 on the way. Outside for a ball, 1-1. Williams, the second baseman. Six games in a row, he's reached base. He made it seven with a walk his first time up in the second inning. Paddock sets, 1-1 to Nixon Williams in a lefty-lefty matchup. Beautifully placed breaking ball, 1-2. Good crowd on hand, fighting off the heat. This Sunday afternoon series finale should be the final really toasty game of the season. 1-2 from Paddock. Up and in, almost hits Dixon Williams. 2-2. Kannapolis will take a trip to Delmarva, Salisbury, Maryland next week. About a 9-hour bus ride. 2-2 count, Paddock deals. Breaking ball fouled off, still 2-2 on Dixon Williams. Likely will travel up tomorrow, up to Delmarva. Two balls and two strikes, Paddock deals. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. It's a strikeout for Liam Paddock. He's struck out two of the three batters he's faced today. With one down, it's top of the sixth. Nick Montgomery due up. Montgomery 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. Paddock works from his wide. First pitch to Montgomery is a bit inside for ball one. Nick Montgomery doing the catching today for Augusta. Strikeout and a flyout. He's reached two games in a row, but struggles have been getting on base. 1-0 to Montgomery. Fouled off straight back. 1-1. Nick Montgomery, a fifth rounder last year out of high school, Cypress High School in California. Still just 19 years old. Paddock deals 1-1. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Still just the one of their game going on in the Carolina League. Everyone else getting started about 5 o'clock tonight. Delmarva and Lynchburg tied at 3 in the top of the fourth up at Bank of the James Stadium. 2-1. Fastball outside edge, 2-2. Paddock finding the zone with that heater. Won't break a radar gun with the velocity, 91-92. Perfectly placed location. 2-2. Montgomery watches a breaking ball that sails up and away off the arm of Paddock. Count runs full. Full count with one down. Paddock with a peek and deals 3-2. Line drive to second. Leaping effort. Sprinkle. He just couldn't get there. And it's into right field for a base hit. Well-timed leap from Sprinkle, but it gets right through. And Wolko gets to it quickly, but it's a one-out base hit. Montgomery on base for the third game in a row. And now Joe Olsovsky gets a turn. Olsovsky with a ground into a double play and a walk today. First pitch. Line drive down the left field line. That's going to be trouble. And it falls for a base hit. Freeman gets to it quickly and cuts it off. It's just a single for Joe Olsovsky. Back-to-back base hits for the Augusta Green Jackets. Tying and now go-ahead runs on base. Nine-hole batter Dallas Macias next up. Dallas Macias hit by pitch in a fielder's choice. He did come around to score in that fifth inning. It's now time called. Looks like Jake Peppers up tossing for the ballers down the line and right. Paddock deals. First pitch to Macias. Inside corner. Nothing and one. Jake Peppers warming in the pen. Assumingly will enter if Paddock runs into trouble or he'll have the seventh and eighth. From there, Paddock deals 0-1 off the plate and away for a ball. Macias struggling at the plate, 0-43 in the batting average. One RBI, three walks, seven strikeouts. 1-21 entering today. One-one to Macias, ground ball to first, backhand effort to Pino, throw to second for one, on to first, Paddock unable to hold on to the ball, but they do get the one out, Montgomery to third, out at second, Olsovsky on a 3-6, out number two, Macias reaches on a fielder's choice for the second time in a row. Top of the order, Eric Hartman due up, runners on the corners and two out. Two down for Hardman. Pair of singles and a flyout today. With one swing of the bat, can tie this one. First pitch from Paddock. Fastball, a bit low and away for ball one. Hardman had five games in a row with a base hit. 1-0 from Paddock. Low and outside. 2-0. Harmon, a 20th rounder in 2024. On base percentage through the roof in his time here with the Augusta Green Jackets. 2-0, Owen inside. 3-0 on Eric Hardman, on base of 355. Most of any consistent bat in the lineup for the Augusta Green Jackets. 3-0 on the way. Hartman watches a fastball down Broadway. 3-1. Hitters count 3-1. Jake Peppers warming down the line. Be the first right-hander Augusta sees in this game. 3-1 pitch. Fastball down the middle. 3-2. Paddock trying to get out of the inning. He can do so with one strike. Panic set, peek over at first, payoff to Hartman. Ground ball hit to the left side of the infield through and a left base hit. Runner will score, and the next runner headed for third. It is going to be Macias into third. And it's an RBI single for Eric Hartman, his third hit of the day, and this game is now tied in the top of the sixth. RBI base hit for Hartman. Runners on the corners, two outs, John Heal two up. Shipley Donut strikeout batter of the game, but time called. Here comes Darius Day. It'll be a mound visit that results in a pitching change more than likely. It will be a mound visit. Paddock will leave today's game. New pitcher on out of the pen. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live, Jake Peppers will take over first right-hander of the day for Kannapolis pitching. John Heal in the box, Jake Peppers on the mound. Shipley Donut, strikeout batter of the game, John Heal against Jake Peppers. Fastball slider change, former Jacksonville State Gamecock on for his second outing of the week. First pitch to Heal, breaking ball upstairs, and it's 1-0. Peppers 1-0, a 1.29 ERA. Pitched 2 2/3 earlier this week on Wednesday. One run on two hits and 2 2/3. Peppers sent on the hill, taking his time. 1-0, runner goes for a second, wave and a miss to the plate, no throw to second. And John Heal has a 1-1 count. Up to second goes Hartman. So runners on second and third with two outs and a 1-1 count to the plate. Bit of a confidence boost here for Jake Peppers. And getting the swing and miss strikeout. One on the way to heel. Wave and a miss. One and two. Heel today, a pop out, a walk, and a double. Macias at third. Harmon at second. Peppers deals 1-2. Low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Annapolis trying to avoid their eighth loss in a row. Augusta trying to pick up another huge win. 2-2 on the way to heel. Fouled off, and we'll see another 2-2. Just one strike away. Sending the fans home with free donut coupons. Doesn't get much better than that. Two-two count with two outs. Peppers kicks and deals. Line drive down the left field line. That's going to be a fair ball and roll all the way to the wall. Macias scores. Here comes Hardman. John Heel has made it a 4-2 lead for the Augusta Green Jackets. It is 4-2. Two more runs score on a two RBI double from John Heel. Augusta firmly in the driver's seat now. Two outs and a runner on second for Cody Miller. So both of those runs charged to Liam Paddock, who is on the hook for three of Augusta's four runs today. Jake Pepper is now responsible for the runner on at second. Two outs, righty-righty matchup, Miller in the box. First pitch, runner takes off for third, fastball runs up in, almost hits Miller. And now a runner at third base for the Green Jackets, a stolen base for Heel. Cody Miller, a walk, a single, and a flyout today. Peppers kicks and deals 1-0. Broken bad looper into left field. Going to be a tough play for Freeman. He won't get there in time. It's another RBI base hit. Heel will score, and Cody Miller has an RBI single. Augusta has jumped in front with a four-run top of the sixth. It is 5-2. Green Jackets over Kannapolis. Now Owen Gary due up. Well, the Ballers had a two-run lead after four innings, but Augusta scored five unanswered. Carey is 0 for 3 today. Peppers snaps a throw over to first, not in time, holding the runner Miller at the first base bag. Peppers from the stretch. First pitch to Carey, runner goes outside of the plate. Snap throw to second, Cody Miller in safely at the second base bag. Stolen base for Cody Miller, and the Green Jackets have all the momentum right now. 1-0 count on Carey with another runner at second. It's a four-run top of the sixth for Augusta. One zero from Peppers to Carey. Fastball inside corner. 1-1. Owen Carey, still just 19 years of age. 6-foot lefty bat, 15th rounder out of New Hampshire by the Atlanta Braves. 1-1 from Peppers. Popped up foul down the left field line. 1 ball and two strikes on Owen Carey. Eighth batter of the inning for Augusta. Capel is still with time, but they now trail by three. 1-2. Fouled off, straight back. Still just a ball and two strikes. One-two count with two outs. Top of the sixth, Ballers down 5-2. Peppers deals. Fouled off straight to the stop with a netting, and it's 1-2. Jake Peppers allowing runs for the second time in a row. He had three outings back as a bowler where he didn't allow any runs. Now his last two against Augusta, he's allowed some sort of scoring. 1-2 inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Owen Carey now 0-4 with two strikeouts. Hasn't quite been his day. And Jake Peppers gets out of the inning, allowing one run of his own, but three total before that. So it's a 5-2 game in favor of Augusta. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New arm of the way, Drew Christo takes the hill for Augusta. Drew Christo, the new arm on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. His first pitch at the bottom of the sixth off the plate for ball one on Rony Hernandez. Hernandez, Freeman, and Shelton do up. Ballers down 5-2. Hernandez swings on the 1-0, lifted foul. Count is 1-1. Drew Christo out for his second inning of work. This week, the right-hander appeared back on Wednesday, inning in a third. He earned the win. Two hits, no runs, no walks, three Ks. Hernandez takes the 1-1, low and inside, 2-1 on Rony Hernandez. Hernandez, Freeman, and Shelton, 2-1 to Rony. This one sprayed down the line, foul, two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count, nobody out, bottom six. Drew Christo, undrafted free agent pickup out of the University of Nebraska, former Cornhusker. 2-2 low and inside, and it's 3-2. Three-two on the way to Rony is on the outside corner. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. There's the first strikeout of the day for Christo. And the baller is now with one down. It'll be Caleb Freeman. So just one strikeout for Rivas. Not that many strikeouts for Schaefer, just two on his day. First pitch to Freeman. Inside corner, nothing and one. Four strikeouts for Kannapolis in today's game. Hasn't been that many. 0-1 to Freeman. High fly ball hit well in his center. Hardman trailing back. He'll make the catch for the out. Well-hit ball from Freeman. It just falls in the mitt of Hardman. Two outs, and Colby Shelton due up. Colby Shelton, a fly out, and then a two-run homer in the bottom of the fourth. Gave Kannapolis their only two runs of this game. Shelton in the box. First pitch on the way from Christo. Low and outside for ball one. Kannapolis had three games in a row this week where they scored just one run. Last night they scored two. 1-0. Shelton waves and misses. Late on a breaking ball. 1-1. Kannapolis usually needs to get to about six runs to win a game. Judging by the record books, 1-1. This one gets by Shelton, almost hitting him in the foot. 2-1. Ballers looking to avoid their second clean sweep of a home series this year. They lost all six to the Charleston River Dogs back in June here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-1 upstairs and away. 3-1 on Colby Shelton. Kannapolis on the year, nine games under 500 at home. Kannapolis 26-33. 3-1 ground ball towards second, played by Dixon Williams. Throw to first in time for the out. And to the back third of baseball we go. Kannapolis still down by three. Take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the seventh, Green Jackets up 5-2. Pierce George taking over, fourth pitcher of the day for Kannapolis. Former Alabama right-hander takes the mound for the top of the seventh. First pitch to Juan Mateo, inside corner, 0-1. Pierce George appearing twice before this week. One inning, one hit, three walks, one strikeout. Been on a pretty decent stretch as of late. 0-1 on the way to Mateo. Low one outside, one ball and one strike. 1-3 and 6.41 ERA. 39 and a third innings pitched. One pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Pierce George, 30 runs allowed in 39 and a third innings, 45 strikeouts. Opponents batting 203. 2-1 count. George kicks and deals. Ground ball back to the mound. Right at Pierce George, who barely has to move, and he flips to first in time for the out. There's a 1-3 put out for Mateo. Juan Mateo 1-for-4 now today. And Dixon Williams, second baseman, due up. Pierce George allowed two runs in the series finale last Sunday up in Salem. Was on the mound for the heartbreaking loss for Kannapolis. They had a three-run lead and coughed it up in the bottom of the ninth up in Salem. First pitch to Dixon Williams, nibbles the zone. It's nothing and one. Pierce George, fastball, sinker, slider, cutter. for the right-hander from Texas. 0-1 pitch. Low one outside. One ball and one strike. Dixon Williams, a walk, a ground out, and a strikeout. One pitch, line drive foul. A ball and two strikes on the former ECU Pirate Dixon Williams. 13th runner by the White Sox in 2024. Pierce George has been with the Ballers now for about a year's time. Joined the team late last season. One ball and two strikes. The right-hander sets. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, weakly hit towards short. Shelton makes the play, throwing a first in time for the out. And that'll send us to two outs. Nobody on base for Nick Montgomery. Back-to-back ground outs for the Kannapolis Cannonballers to deal with in the field. Two down for Nick Montgomery. Pierce George kicks and deals. Inside corner, nothing and one on Nick Montgomery. One for three today, a strikeout, a flyout, and a single. First base side of the rubber, Pierce George sets. 0-1. Outside, one ball and one strike. Joe Olsovsky, first baseman on deck. Kannapolis and Augusta in game six of this series. The 1-1. Wave and a miss. Behind a fastball at 96. One ball and two strikes. Ballers down by three, trying to find their way back into this one. 1-2 on the way. Ground ball hit to third. That one backhanded by Arxie, but it's foul. 1-2 still the count. Just over 2 hours of game time here in Kannapolis now. Ballers averaging the longest home games by time of any team in the Carolina League. 1-2. Up and in, 2-2 on the catcher, Nick Montgomery. 6'4", 19-year-old from Cypress, California. Spent time last year as well with Augusta. 2-2 from George. Outside, tempting, but Montgomery didn't bite. 3-2. Highest drafted position player on the Braves 2024 draft class. He was committed to Arizona State. Payoff, wave and a miss, set the plate, he struck him out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Pierce George. A couple of ground outs and a strikeout, and he gets out of the frame unscathed. Time to stretch at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers down by three. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Three, two, one. Logan Forsythe on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch at the bottom of the seventh, fouled off by Arxie Hernandez. The count is nothing and one. Hernandez, McGill, and Eli Brown. Logan Forsythe, pitcher number four of the day for the Augusta Green Jackets. This one lifted into center. Hartman coming in and makes the catch for the out. And the count will be reset as Arxie Hernandez flies out. One down. We're in the bottom of the seventh, top of the order, Grant McGill. Arxie now 0-3 in today's game. Logan Forsythe pitched a couple of days ago. Back on Wednesday for the Augusta Green Jackets. Two hits, one inning, two strikeouts. This one just misses outside for ball one. Logan Forsythe spent the 2025 season with Louisiana Tech. 13th rounder by the Braves. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Before that was at Mississippi State with the Bulldogs. Drew Christo with one clean inning and a strikeout. Forsythe, pitcher number four of the day. McGill takes 2-0 up and away, 3-0. Count with one down. Forsythe deals. Outside, ball four. Four pitch walk. Graham McGill on base for the second time today. Takes a one out walk and one on, one down for Eli Brown. Likely we'll see John Lee Tavares as well here in today's game. Augusta pretty much pitching everybody they had on the mound on Wednesday after Cam Caminiti. One down for Eli Brown. First pitch, inside corner, nothing and one. Toasty Sunday afternoon here in Kannapolis. Ballers wrapping the series up with Augusta. A one on Brown, Forsythe deals. Outside, one and one. Eli Brown, a fielder's choice, a pop out and a fly out. No arms warming for Augusta with Forsythe entering. Fastball slider combo, that's it. 1-1, up and on the inside edge. 1-2. Forsythe struck out two. And his inning of work on a Wednesday. Bounced around the south. For his college ball, Mississippi State, Louisiana Tech. 1-2. And then earned for a ball, 2-2. Eli Brown trying to pick up his fifth game in a row with a base hit. Jordan Sprinkle, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Two and two, the pitch. Brown lifts this one high and foul. We'll see another one at 2-2. Jordan Sprinkle, second baseman, awaiting his turn. Eli Brown, a pop out, a fielder's choice, and a fly out. 2-2. Fouled off. Still 2-2. Cannonballers looking to avoid falling for the eighth game in a row. Augusta trying to pick up a win that would give them a 9-game losing streak. This one lifted high and fell. Still 2-2. Augusta looking for their eighth win in a row tonight. 2-2 on the way to Brown. A ground ball to first. Stabbed by Olsovsky. Steps on the bag and then a throw to second in time for the putout. It's a three unassisted for Brown. He's the second out. And then 3-6 for the third out of Grant McGill. It's a double play in reverse order. But job done. And the Ballers now have six outs to work with, trailing by three. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Joel Sovsky, first baseman, is awaiting as the top of the eighth inning. He leads things off. Pierce George on the hill still. His first pitch at the top of the eighth on the way to Olsovsky. Fastball right down the middle for strike one. Olsovsky, Macias, and Hardman do up top of the eighth. Ballers down 5-2 to the Augusta Green Jackets. George comes set, first base side of the rubber. 0-1 to Olsovsky, runs up and in. One ball and one strike. Olsovsky today, a walk, a single, and a ground out into a double play. The 1-1, low one outside, 2-1. Here on Joe Olsovsky, the first baseman. Macias hit by a pitch, fielder's choice on deck awaiting. Pierce George trying to get through this eighth inning without further damage. 2-1, outside edge, 2-2. Olsovsky batting 272 in 32 games with Augusta. 28 hits, 4 doubles, 11 RBI. 3 stolen bases and 3 tries. On base of 405 for Joe Olsovsky. The 2-2, outside, 3-2. Final day game of the year for Kannapolis. Until the last day of the season in Augusta. Augusta with a 1:30 first pitch home game, their final home game of the year. 3-2 on the way. Line drive foul down the first baseline. Olsovsky stays alive with a full count, 3-2. It's been quite the homestand here in Kannapolis. The Ballers in green jackets. Despite the on-field product being not the tip-top for the Ballers, it's been a great week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Payoff on the way. Olsovsky takes low and inside for ball four. Pierce George thought he had strike three. Instead, ball four puts a runner on for Augusta. With nobody out, nine-hole batter Dallas Macias two up. Hit by pitch and two fielder's choices for Dallas Macias in today's game. First pitch from George to Macias, up and away. One 0 count on Macias as now looks like Marco Barrios is going to get up and loose. Assumingly, we'll have the eighth or ninth if George can't get out of this inning. 1-0 outside corner. 1-1. Pierce George has faced four batters. Mateo Williams, Montgomery, Olsovsky. Just one of those four have reached. Olsovsky stands at first. The 1-1, breaking ball off the plate, 2-1. Augusta with 10 hits tonight, 4 for Kannapolis. It's been a pretty dominant game for Augusta since the fifth inning forward. 2-1, check swing, Macias goes around, doesn't matter, called strike anyways, 2-1. And Marco Barrios, the arm warming for Kannapolis in the pen. George comes set. Kicking the deal. Wave and a miss. Upstairs, it's a strikeout for Dallas Macias. He's down on strikes. Pierce George with the second K of the game. One on, one out. Top of the order, Eric Hardman. Face race side for George. First pitch, a line drive and a right. Wolko initially had to charge in and make the catch. Throw to first. The runner was going, and Pierce George gets out of the inning with some help from his defense. F9 for Hardman, and then Olsovsky doubled off on a 9-3 for the third out. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Ballers down by three. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. First pitch of the bottom of the eighth inning, Jordan Sprinkle off the plate for ball one. The right-hander still on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets, Logan Forsyth. 14 pitches at the moment, 1-0 to Sprinkle, swinging a foul ball over our heads, 1-1 on the Ballers' second baseman. Sprinkle will go to Bino Dua, Ballers down by three. One to Sprinkle. Well, ground ball, weakly hit to first, played by the first baseman Olsovsky. Foot race won by the first baseman Olsovsky. Three unassisted for the first out. And George Wolko gets a turn. Wolko with a triple in his first at bat of the first inning. And a ground out and a walk since then. One down for Wolko. First pitch, low and outside for ball one. Forsyth with a fastball at 95 on the radar gun. Another right-hander warming for the Green Jackets in the pen. Wolko in the box, 1-0. This one lifted foul. He swung a little late at 94 and just missed. 1-1. Time called. Wolko shaking that right shoulder a little bit. Just taking a moment to stretch it out. Looks like he's in some discomfort. We'll step back in the box. Appears to be okay. 1-1 count with one down. Pitch on the way. Low and in the dirt for a ball. 2-1. Wolko stretching that right shoulder again. Can see that he is in some discomfort, even if his face isn't showing it. Just with some of the habits of his in-between pitch routine. 2-1 just a bit outside and low for ball three. 3-1. Hitters count on George Wolko. Anthony DePino awaiting on deck. Hitters count 3-1. Wave and a foul tip just off the end of the bat for Wolko. Count will run full. Full count, one down. Bottom of the eighth. Forsyth, first base side of the rubber. Comes set with a blue glove. Payoff to Wolko. Ground ball sharply hit to first. Going to be a foot race, and Olsovsky will win it. It's a three unassisted for the second out of the inning, just as it was the first. Now Anthony DePino gets a turn. Two outs and nobody on base. Two outs to Pino, due up, and Winston Sawyer out to Chad. Looks like Logan Forsythe's day coming to an end. It'll be the end of the day for Logan Forsythe. New arm out of the bullpen for Augusto when we come back on the Maulers Baseball Network and Pally Sports Live. Two outs, Anthony DePino digs in against the new arm, Cade Woods, his first pitch of the day. Low and inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Cade Woods' fastball, curveball, slider, making his second appearance of the week. He pitched on Wednesday, hitting in two-thirds with two strikeouts. Woods on in relief here, facing DePino, 1-0. And the former LSU Tiger sails a ball well up and away. Into the backstop it goes. 2-0. And 2-0 count with two outs. DePino in the box. 1-for-3 today. 2-0. Fastball down the middle. 2-1. Again, Marco Barrios swarming down the line in right. Assumingly, we'll have the ninth inning for Kannapolis. 2-1 count. Pitch delivered. Lifted in the air into center. And that should be playable for Hardman, who will charge in and make the play for the out. That's going to send us into a break. It'll be F8 for DePino. Third out is acquired, and the Ballers will go to the field. Top of the ninth. Kannapolis will put Marco Barrios on the hill. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Sports Live. Thank you. Meet of the order, two up for the Augusta Green Jackets. John Heal, Cody Miller, Owen Carey against Marco Barrios, one of the most shutdown right-handers the Ballers have had this week. Barrios on for his third time as a Baller. First pitch runs up and in on John Heal for ball one. Heal, Miller, and Carey against Marco Barrios, the Venezuelan right-hander who has pitched 2 1/3 innings this week, one strikeout, no damage at all. 19 years of age, 6'3" right-hander. On the mound for the Ballers. 1-0 to John Heal. Fastball popped up into you at the first base area. Anthony DiPino running and makes the grab for the out. John Heal almost making contact with DiPino. P3 for the first down. Cody Miller in the box. Nobody on base. One down. Cody Miller, a walk, a single, and a flyout today. Been on pace many times already here for Augusta. Third rounder by the Braves out of ETSU. Seems to be a very good add to this roster for Augusta. First pitch from Barrios. Fastball down the middle. Nothing and one. Barrios, a crafty right-hander. Not a lot of velo, but the delivery definitely throws you off your timing. First base side of the rubber for the right-hander. Barrios will kick and deal. Fouled off, straight back over everybody's head, out of the ballpark, nothing in two. Cody Miller at 10 games in a row reaching base. Owen Carey awaiting on deck is 0-4. Marco Barrios trying to get out of this top of the ninth without allowing further damage. 0-2 on the way. Fastball, check swing, did he go? No. 1-2 the count on Cody Miller. One-two pitch, fastball up and in for a ball. 2-2 on Cody Miller. Owen Carey, left fielder awaiting on deck. Top of the ninth. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marco Barrios sets. 2-2. Fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. He froze Cody Miller with a fastball. And there's the 7th strikeout of the day for Kannapolis pitching. Two outs, first pitch to Owen Carey. Breaking ball, inside corner, nothing and one. Owen Carey in left field today, 2 strikeouts and 2 pop-outs. A 1 count on Owen Carey. Barrios deals. By a ground ball, deep in the hole, it's short. Shelton lays out and he can't get there. Owen Carey has his first hit of the day. 1-for-5 on the day for Augusta. Now with 2 outs, a runner on for Juan Mateo. Mateo DHing. 1-for-4 today. A pop out and a couple ground outs and a single to boot. Barrios on the first base side of the rubber. First pitch, ground ball, weakly hit to second. Sprinkle charges infield, so to first in time for the out. And Kannapolis is headed to the bottom of the ninth. Marco Barrios keeps it a three-run game. Kannapolis with some work to do. Hernandez, Freeman, and Shelton do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Rony Hernandez steps into the bottom of the ninth. Ballers down by three. They have to face the former LSU Tiger, Cade Woods, who entered in that eighth inning and was able to get a fly out of Anthony DiPino. First pitch on the way to Rony. Swinging a fly ball in a shallow left. Drifting in, Owen Carey will call everyone off and make the catch. One pitch, one out. Just like that. F7 for the first out. Caleb Freeman due up. Freeman with a walk, a pop out, and a fly out. Trying to reach base for the second time as the Kannapolis Cannonballer with a base hit. He did walk already once. Walk and a double have put him on in his game and soon to be two. First pitch low in the dirt for a ball. 1-0 on Caleb Freeman. One of four new draft picks put on this roster by the draft in 2025. 1-0 from Woods. Inside corner, 1-1. Kannapolis will head to Delmarva next week. Augusta will head back home. 1-1 in the way. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Augusta will host the Columbia Fireflies for six games next week. First half champions with the worst team in the second half in the South Division. 2-1, Freeman takes up and away. 3-1. Biggest series of the week next week, Fayetteville and Fredericksburg. Tied at a game back of first place, held by the Carolina Mudcats. 3-1. Freeman launches a fastball inside corner. 3-2. Freeman's swing decisions have been sharp. Guy that is not one to just let a swing go. It's almost like he treats his swings like bullets and he's got a limited supply. Payoff from Woods. Wave and a miss for strike three. Freeman down on strikes for the first time in this game. Ballers down to their final out. Two outs. And in steps the shortstop, Colby Shelton. Shelton with the only runs of today's game. A two-run homer in the bottom of the fourth. Ballers are one out away from their second six-game series sweep of the season. They lost all six back in June against Charleston. First pitch up and away for ball one from Cade Woods, the right-hander. Woods assumingly will finish this one out. Shelton in the box, one for three. Has two hits in his time with Kannapolis in 2 weeks. 1-0 from Woods. Wave and a miss behind a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-1. All-SEC matchup here. Woods from LSU. Colby Shelton playing at Alabama and Florida. Woods sets on the hill. 1-1. Taken on the inside corner. 1-2. Well, if you're Colby Shelton, a sixth-rounder out of Florida, you've seen this guy assumingly before. Woods working quickly here, has to work with the clock. 1-2, fastball just a bit inside and low. 2-2. Augusta one strike away from a six-game series sweep here in Kannapolis. Shelton in the box, looking to hold on. 2-2 from Woods, fouled off. We'll see another one at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Woods' pitch, breaking ball off the plate. It slipped out of his hand. Full count. Full count with two outs. Woods will deal payoff. Oh, an inside ball four, and it'll be a two-out walk and a two-out base runner for Kannapolis. Shelton reaches on a two-out walk. So now Arxie Hernandez in the box with one on and two outs. First pitch to Arxie Hernandez. Low and inside for a ball. 1-0. Arxie is 0 for 3. A strikeout, a flyout, and a groundout. Woods set. 1-0. Wave and a miss. 1-1. Ball and a strike on Arxie Hernandez, who went 0 for 4 with 4 Ks last night. One from Woods, low and outside, two, and one on Arxie Hernandez. Cade Woods having difficulty trying to pick up this final out of this ninth inning. Let's go Ballers! 2-1. High fly ball, cracked into left. Looking up is Carey, gone! Two-run home run for Arxie Hernandez, and don't count the ballers out yet. It's a one-run ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning as Arxie Hernandez launches his second home run of today for Kannapolis. You can kiss him goodbye, fans. That home run is brought to you by Beasley Media Group. It's a two-run home run. All the ballers' runs today have come via the long ball. Two outs and nobody on base for Graham McGill, and suddenly a one-run ball game. 372 feet off the bat of Arxie Hernandez. McGill digs in. First pitch from Woods. Breaking ball inside for ball one. No arms warming for Augusta. Kannapolis smells the blood in the water, trying to find their way back into this game. It's a one-run game. 1-0 from Woods. Upstairs for ball two. Kannapolis with momentum here late. They were down to their final strike just a couple moments ago. And a three-run hole, and now it's a one-run game. 2-0. Upstairs and in, ball three. Top of the order, Eli Brown awaiting on deck. Three-oh count. Wood set and deals. 3-0 finds the zone. 3-1. And now an arm going to get up warming for Augusta. Junley Tavares is going to toss just in case Woods cannot get out of the inning. Hitters count 3-1. Here's the pitch to McGill. Ground ball weakly hit to third. Heel will field. Throw to first in time for the out. And that is all she wrote. Cade Woods escapes a little bit of trouble from Kannapolis with a two-run home run from Arxie Hernandez. And the Augusta Green Jackets have swept the Kannapolis Cannonballers 6-6. Augusta winners here this week. As we'll take a break and give you the post-game recap of today's action on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Augusta takes it today 5-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll be right back after this short break.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Well, the Ballers are now losers of their last eight. It is their second longest losing streak of the 2025 season. Final score today, 5-4. Augusta wins it over the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who fall to 10 games now under 500. 5-4, Augusta wins it. They out-hit Kannapolis 11-5. All of the Ballers' runs today coming via the long ball. Colby Shelton with a two-run homer in the bottom of the fourth. In the bottom of the ninth, Arxie Hernandez with no quid. A two-run homer makes it a one-run game, but Augusta comes soaring back at the top of the fifth with a run and then a four-run top of the sixth to take today's game 5-4 in favor of the visiting Augusta Green Jackets. The Ballers are losers of their last eight, and Augusta winners of their last eight. We turn our attention now to the next series as Kannapolis and Augusta will have new opponents next week. The Ballers will head up to Delmarva for a six-game series against the Shorebirds and then Augusta home against the Columbia Fireflies next week. Rivas gets the win today, 5-1. Liam Paddock, 1-4, gets the loss for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And then Cade Woods gets his first professional save with a bit of a scare of the ninth inning, but better late than never, picks up the win. The Augusta Green Jackets. Kannapolis really didn't have much offense today other than the two home runs. George Wolko had a triple in his first at-bat of the day in the first inning. That definitely set the tone for Kannapolis' bats today, but Ballers unable to really hold on and pick up more offense as the Ballers unable to find their way into the win column for the eighth game in a row. They fall 5-4. Augusta with all the offense, 11 hits, a 3 RBI day for John Heal, 2-for-4. 3-for-5 day for Eric Hardman with an RBI. 2-for-4 with an RBI for the shortstop Cody Miller. 1-for-5 day for Owen Carey. And Augusta with 5 RBI today, all 5 runs scoring on batted in plays by the Augusta Green Jackets. Paddock, as mentioned, given the loss, 3 runs in an inning and a third. Justin Sinibaldi with a respectable outing today. 1 run on 5 hits and 4 and a third. 4 walks and a K. Jake Peppers, 1/3 of an inning. 1 run, 2 hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Pierce George, 2 shutout frames, the walk and 2 Ks. Marco Barrios with a shutout, 9th inning, 1 hit, and 1 strikeout. Time of the game today, 2 hours and 50 minutes. Over 2,700 fans joining us today for the Casey Betty bobblehead giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. And then the final bark of the park of the 2025 season. Ballers will turn their attention to the Delmarva Shorebirds, the worst team in the Carolina League in the North Division on the season and the second half. A team that has been scuffling, to say the least. They have had a huge influx of the draft pickups by the Baltimore Orioles. Caden Bodine, Ike Irish, all those new draftees for the Orioles who had one of the craziest drafts I think any of us have seen in some time. The Orioles have sent a lot of their draft picks to Delmarva, so it should be a fun 6 games. The Ballers will need to find their way at the plate, and they'll need to find some bullpen pitching against the Delmarva Shorebirds' revamped offense. They're a whole different team than what we saw of them just a couple of weeks ago here at Atrium Health Ballpark in a 6-game series. Kannapolis won that series 4-2, so we'll see what comes of that 6-game series up in Salisbury, Maryland. Mitchell Speltz will have the call for you of all 6 games up in Delmarva. The Ballers Baseball Network not hitting the road. It's a 9-hour bus drive and a 9-hour ride up to Salisbury, Maryland. And I love baseball, but 9 hours is a long time to be in the car. And I have 10 things to tend to here in Kannapolis, so we'll stay home for next week's series and bring the Ballers Baseball Network back on August the 26th against the Salem Red Sox, the final week of home games for the Ballers this year, so be sure you grab your tickets, kcballers.com, 704-932-3267. If you can't do that, be sure you tune in to all the broadcasts for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on Bally Sports Live at MLB.TV. The Ballers Baseball Network returns on August 26th against the Salem Red Sox live at Atrium Health Ballpark. I'll have the call for you as always. My name is Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speaking love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Your final score today from Atrium Health Ballpark is the Kannapolis Cannonballers 4, but the Augusta Green Jackets 5. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon and evening. Drive home safe if you're on the road. Have a great Sunday evening dinner. And we will see you on August the 26th from Atrium Health Ballpark as the Ballers face off against the Salem Red Sox. Have a great one, everyone.